Hello friends! Welcome back to Wonderfully Made Bible Stories for Children. I'm Anna and I'm so glad you're here. Last week, we learned about Noah's Ark and how God kept his promise to rescue Noah, his family, and the animals. Do you remember the rainbow God placed in the sky as a sign of his promise? Today, we're moving forward in God's big story to meet a man named Abraham. God made Abraham a very special promise, one that would change the whole world. Are you ready to hear about it? Let's jump in. A long time ago, there was a man named Abram. Later, God would change his name to Abraham. One day, God spoke to Abram and gave him an amazing promise. God told Abram, "Leave your country, your people, and your father's house, and go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing to others." Abram listened and obeyed God. Can you imagine how Abram felt? Leaving his home and everything familiar must have been hard. But Abram trusted God and obeyed. Abram packed up his things, along with his wife Sarai, his nephew Lot, and all their animals. It was a long journey to the land God promised. Let's pretend we're walking with them. Finally, Abram arrived in the land of Canaan. God told him, "Look around you. This is the land I will give to you and your descendants." Abram built an altar to worship God and thank him for his promise. Years went by, and Abram and Sarai still didn't have any children. They were getting older, and Abram wondered how God would keep his promise. But God told him, "Look up at the stars in the sky. Can you count them? That's how many descendants you will have." Abram believed God, even though it seemed impossible. And because of Abram's faith, God kept his promise. Later, God changed Abram's name to Abraham, which means father of many nations. Isn't that a wonderful story? Abraham trusted God, even when it was hard to see how God's promise would come true. And do you know what's amazing? We are part of that promise. God's blessing to Abraham eventually led to Jesus, who came to save us all. Let's think about a few questions. Have you ever had to trust someone, even when you didn't understand everything? How can we show trust in God just like Abraham did? What's something you're thankful for today that shows God's blessings in your life? Remember, God always keeps his promises. Even when it takes time, we can trust him because he loves us so much. Thank you for listening to today's story about Abraham and God's big promise. Next week, we'll hear about how God saved Lot from a dangerous situation. And later a very special baby who brought so much joy to Abraham and Sarah. And how nothing is impossible for God. Until then, remember, you are wonderfully made. Bye for now.